Hi, this is Dave Langholm, and today I'm talking with Andy Hetzo, the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, about some of the proposed changes to the Blues. And this is something that's been talked about in the media a lot recently, and Andy's here with us to share some of the most common questions we're hearing about the proposal. So, first of all, thank you for joining us today, Andy.
Thanks for the invitation, Dave. Good to be here.
So my first question is, Governor Snyder has proposed that Blue Cross change its corporate structure to become a nonprofit mutual. What does that mean?
Well, nonprofit mutuals are insurance companies that are technically owned by their policyholders. And right now, Blue Cross is a nonprofit company, but we're set up under a different state regulation as a nonprofit healthcare corporation. Really, we don't have owners. We are purposed to serve a broad community benefit here in the state of Michigan, which we do in a number of ways by serving as insurer of last resort, guaranteeing coverage to anybody regardless of their medical history. We also contribute very substantially to subsidizing some forms of insurance to keep those costs down. And we also contribute back to help people gain access to the healthcare system through contributions to free nonprofit clinics across the state and in other ways to promote quality healthcare in the state. Governor Snyder simply wants to transition Blue Cross into a nonprofit mutual company because mutual companies are already regulated under the state's insurance code. So that's his way of making sure that all the insurance companies in Michigan that offer health coverage are regulated the same, that we all play by the same rules, we all contribute our fair share, and we're all under the same guidelines that protect consumers.
Now, when I hear nonprofit mutual, I immediately think of credit unions and having customers really voting on board members. Is that the kind of mutual company that we're talking about? And if so, am I getting dividends or anything like that?
No, the structure is similar. So our members would seat members on the board of directors. The process would be determined based on the bylaws that are developed after the Blue Cross Board approves a transition. So that's an important step to understand. The governor has proposed legislation that would allow us to transition. The Blue Cross Board now has the final say once those bills are passed and signed by the governor as to whether or not the company transitions. Once it does, our members would have voting privileges, and they would be allowed to seat people on the board. As a nonprofit mutual, however, Blue Cross's mission would be sustained. Our nonprofit social mission to give back to a broader community benefit would be perpetuated by a proposal the governor has made to have Blue Cross contribute $1.5 billion over 18 years to help a separate nonprofit fund programs to protect the vulnerable, our kids and seniors, and to ensure access to quality care in the state. Because of that nonprofit status, we would not be paying dividends to our members. That's not the type of organization we would be, a profit-making organization for its owners. We would be a nonprofit giving back to a broader benefit.
Makes sense. Now, one of the big things that we keep hearing a lot is the concern that as soon as this happens, are my rates going to go up? Is there any way of knowing what the future holds for personal rate policies once this transition happens?
Sure. As I explained a little bit ago, this is simply a transition of where Blue Cross is regulated under state law. Our nonprofit status would remain. Our nonprofit mission would remain. We would move from our existing regulations under Public Act 350, which is 32 years old and very antiquated, into the insurance code, and we would be regulated there. As far as it relates to coverage won't change for our members. The coverage that they have before Blue's transition into a nonprofit mutual is the coverage they will have after that transition happens. As it relates to premiums, health insurance premiums aren't driven necessarily by where companies are regulated in the law. They're driven by healthcare costs. And so Blue Cross has been working very diligently over the years with doctors and hospitals across Michigan. We have 17 programs in place to improve the quality of healthcare on some common procedures like angioplasty and bariatric surgery and cardiac care. And these types of procedures cost millions and billions of dollars in the healthcare system. And we're working with doctors to improve the processes and the outcomes associated with those. And just four of those programs, Dave, have saved $232 million in avoidable healthcare costs over the last 3 years. So that's the type of work that really is going to affect people's health insurance premiums going forward. If we can be successful with working with doctors and hospitals as a nonprofit insurance company in designing better care processes and better outcomes for patients, we can bend the cost curve in a way that helps people better afford health insurance.
One question that we have received quite a bit is how is this transition for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan going to affect taxpayers? Is it going to affect taxpayers in any way?
Well, sure, that's a very good question, and we haven't talked about this yet, but one of the aspects of the governor's proposal is to have the Blues pay taxes for the first time. We've been nonprofit tax exempt for quite a long time, and our competitors have complained that the Blues tax exempt status has been a competitive advantage for Blue Cross. So as the governor has proposed, every insurer should play by the same rules. This is a leveling of the playing field in both directions. And so as it relates to Blue Cross, we'll be able to do some things more efficiently in the marketplace. As it relates to our competitors, that Blue Cross tax advantage is going away. So this is a fair deal for the entire marketplace, both the Blues and competitors and consumers. And importantly, it generates new revenue streams for the state and local jurisdictions of government from Blue Cross. We're anticipating an average tax bill of about $100 million a year average over the next 18 years. That's significant revenue for the state to use if it chooses to fund health programs, or it could choose to use it to draw down additional federal dollars for programs like Medicaid, or it could use it in a number of different ways to benefit the people of the state. And in local jurisdictions like the city of Detroit, where we own several buildings downtown that our employees work in, we're going to be paying property taxes for the first time. That will help the city of Detroit with its revenue. City of Grand Rapids, City of Lansing, we have buildings across the state that we own that we will start to pay taxes on. And these are new revenue streams for local governments and for the state that can be used in the future to provide services for people.
Now, you've talked a little bit about some of the different investments that Blue Cross already makes in the community when it comes to things like the free health clinics and even some of the programs that are helping identify areas to reduce the costs in healthcare. Are those types of programs going to continue? How is this conversion going to affect the social mission of Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Well, first and foremost, this is a transition, not a conversion. So the language is important. We're transitioning from one form of nonprofit company to another. We're not converting our purpose away from people toward profits. We're not being sold to a for-profit enterprise that runs its business to the benefit of stockholders living elsewhere. We run our business to benefit the entire state of Michigan. And as it relates to what we do as a nonprofit, everything from school-based programs to fight childhood obesity to the free clinics that you mentioned to providing access to coverage and care to people, those programs have statewide impact, and that's really what we're looking to continue to do. We're looking through the governor's proposal to have us contribute $1.5 billion to this new nonprofit to put programs in place to help people who are vulnerable, to the types of programs that I was explaining earlier that Blue Cross does with doctors and hospitals to improve healthcare quality. In those programs, only 30% of the value that we capture, the savings that I talked about, that $232 million, only 30% of that accrues to Blue Cross. The rest of it accrues to the rest of the healthcare system. People covered by other insurance plans, people covered by government programs. That's a statewide benefit, and that's what the Blues are looking to do. The Blues and our board and our management are committed to this organization continuing to have a statewide positive impact on healthcare as a nonprofit. Keep our margins low, keep investing in ways to improve the system, improve outcomes for patients, make the system run better, and in protecting the vulnerable. And that's what Blue Cross is committed to going forward into the future. That's why it's important that the governor's proposal keeps our nonprofit status intact, and that structures a social mission for us that going forward will continue to contribute in ways that are relevant to today and to the future, rather than in ways that are dictated by a 32-year-old state law that was written in 1980, long ago, when everything was different.
Well, you've been listening to a conversation with Andy Hetzel, the Vice President of Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Andy, thank you for taking the time to sit down and chat with us today.
Thank you, Dave. No problem at all.